Scripture reading, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 through 16. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Devotional. In this passage, we are given two beautiful images of the infinite love God has for us. He refers to himself first as a nursing mother who cannot forget us. He then says, we are permanently tattooed on his hands. Think about that. We are always on God's mind, permanently inked into his very being. In spite of our faults, sins, and mistakes, God is crazy in love with us. As much as he loves us, God knows we also need to experience his love through other human beings. German philosopher Josef Pieper, 1904 to 1997, writes compellingly about the powerful connection between God's love and the love of another person. It does not suffice us to simply exist. We can do that anyhow. What matters to us, beyond mere existence, is the explicit confirmation. It is good that you exist. How wonderful that you are. In other words, what we need over and above sheer existence is to be loved by another person. That is an astonishing fact when we consider it closely. Being created by God actually does not suffice, it would seem. The fact of creation needs continuation and perfection by the creative power of human love. We say that a person blossoms when undergoing the experience of being loved, that he becomes wholly himself for the first time, that a new life is beginning for him. A man succeeds in fully existing and feeling at home in the world only when he is being confirmed by the love of another. When people were with Jesus, they thrived, sensing these words from his very presence. It is good that you exist. How wonderful that you are. Allow yourself to receive the gift of that message from him now. Question to consider. Recognizing that a person blossoms when undergoing the experience of being loved, who is one person you can help to blossom this week by intentionally offering them the experience of being loved? Prayer. Father, thank you that my name is permanently engraved on your hands and that you love me even more than a mother loves her newborn. Help me to rest in this deep love so that loving the people around me becomes my first instinct and natural response. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.